Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I hope that you're enjoying the sermon series that we've been in throughout the season of Advent called Listen, where we're using songs that you may have heard, songs that you might not have ever heard, songs from the scripture to help us hear the message of Advent and Christmas again. That especially speaks to me because I'm one of those people that has a jukebox going in the back of my mind at all times. Like, there's just constantly music playing in my mind. Brad, please don't tell the conference pastoral counselor that. That might be a condition. But I hear music all the time, and I've usually got a song that's sort of playing in the back of my mind. I've always found it easy to memorize tunes and lyrics, and I love singing, even though I'm not very good at it, which means I have to be careful about where I sing. Are some of you careful? Well, y'all aren't careful. Y'all sing all the time. Are some of you careful about where you sing? Right? I sing a lot in my truck. So if you see me driving across town and my mouth's moving and I'm kind of bouncing a little bit, it means that I'm singing or having a heated conversation. Sometimes it's both. But when I find myself singing in my truck, I'm really singing. I'm not just sort of humming along with the music. And I'm sure you've never been caught in that moment at the red light where you're giving it your all and someone's just staring at you while it happens. Happens to me more often than I like to admit. I like to sing in the car. And I'm especially excited when my daughters are with me. And they sing a lot whenever a particular artist comes on, and that's Taylor Swift, right? Like there was a season in our house when Shake It Off came on that we were shaking it off, right? Like we can't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's going to be all right. You know the song, right? Shake It Off? Thank you. Thank you. We got some millennials in the room. Check it out. Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. It'll at least make you bob your head. Maybe even tap a toe. It's a song that you just can't help but jump into. And as the father of girls, I occasionally sing songs that would mortify my teenage self. I also know all the verses to Let It Go, How Far I'll Go, Just Around the River Bend, and A Whole New World. It's interesting how you can just get wrapped up in a song. I mean, there are songs that capture the essence of a moment, don't they? There are songs that carry deep weight and deep meaning. That's why movies and television shows have soundtracks, because the songs convey feelings beyond those of words and images alone. Songs express the deep cry of our heart. When you listen to music on the radio, you hear cries for companionship, cries for love, for justice, for moments of joy. When you listen to the radio, when you listen to songs, you are hearing the deep longings of the human soul. And you might just think that some of the songs you hear these days are just songs that you can write off, but they all express deep, deep longings, deep hurt, and even great joy. They're songs that we all know, songs of the church, songs that if I only sang a line of, you'd probably be able to jump right in. I come to the garden alone. Or Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. You can just get caught up in those songs of the church. Then there's the Christmas songs, which for some of us began in late August. I mean, there's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Who can't help but begin to sing when you hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or a group of carolers singing that song or Jingle Bells or Frosty the Snowman? Those songs, they come easy this time of year. But the song you heard read this morning, the Song of Mary, sometimes called the Magnificat, is a different kind of Christmas song, isn't it? It's a song that comes from the overflow of Mary's heart at what God is doing in her life and in her world. A song that's full of feeling. It's full of emotion. It's full of power. It's a beautiful piece of poetry. This beautiful song, it reminds us that though we may find ourselves, even at Christmas, in the midst of loneliness, depression, poverty, and despair, that God has not abandoned us. If you're looking for hope this Christmas, just remember that. That our God has not left us. Our God has not walked away, but that our God is Emmanuel, God with us. In the ups, the downs, the highs, and the lows, no matter what song we might be singing at this present moment in our life. But it's easy to feel abandoned. And it's easy to feel alone this time of year. For some of us, this is our first year without a parent, or our first year without a husband or a wife or someone else who is deeply important to us. For some of us, this is another Christmas without a job or a steady income. For some of us, this season, it brings back memories and ancient pains that we have tried to bury deep down inside of ourselves. And because of that stuff in our past, we feel abandoned, alone, without friends, family, or sometimes even our own selves. None of us like the silence. All of us are straining to hear a song. All of us are waiting for God to speak. All of us, we are listening and waiting, just like the people of Israel were listening and waiting for generation after generation for God to speak. When the angel meets Mary and whispers to her good news of great joy, good news of God's redemption plan working in her life and in the world, the coming of the Savior, that good news is that God has not forgotten, that God has not abandoned, has not left his people, that God is coming to redeem every soul and every circumstance. That news that though she treasured it in her heart, it was news that could not be contained, news that could only be expressed in song. But what kind of song? I mean, it's not top 40. Well, probably all time it's top 40. It maybe doesn't have a catchy tune to our ear. But Mary's song, the Magnificat, it's a song of resistance. A song of one whose life has been broken by its circumstances, but yet unwilling to turn from God. This song, the Magnificat, is a song of hope and trust that God is working and God is rearranging and recreating the world in spite of what we may see around us. Mary's song is a song voiced by the poor and the broken and the oppressed in every generation, that God will intervene and is intervening in the world. Do you believe that? I mean, that's not a rhetorical question, friends. Yeah. That's a core question for you and for me. As followers of Jesus, do we believe that God is at work in the world? And if we do, what are we going to do? Some response is required. Some response is required. The truth is, it's easy to forget Mary's song amid the twinkle of Christmas lights and wrapping paper. It's easy to forget Mary's song when you've got Rudolph playing in the background and have a holly jolly Christmas and Grandma got run over by a reindeer and the hundreds of other songs that we sing along to this time of year. But not everyone has forgotten the eruption of Mary's soul in praise to God. So this morning, I want to invite you to listen. To listen. And to hear again a few lyrics, a few phrases, a few stanzas from carols we sing during this season of the year. And perhaps in them, you might hear echoes of Mary's song as well. From O Come, Emmanuel, O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save and give them victory o'er the grave. From Come, thou long expected Jesus, come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. From It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. And you beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow. Look now. Look now, for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. O rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. Do you hear the echoes of Mary's song? There's one whose name is Jesus, who has come and who is coming to set his people free, to save us from hell and death, to liberate us from the crushing load of life. That sounds like Mary's song, doesn't it? Like Luke 46, 1:46 to 55. To me, that sounds like good news, like the good news I actually need to hear this Christmas. Not just the news that there's another present under the tree or another chance to gather, but news that tells me and reminds me that I can not only have hope, but joy in this season. Because God is with me, and God is with you. God is with us, and we don't have to wait any longer. Hey, if you haven't known Jesus, you could meet him today. And that load that you've been carrying with you can be laid at his feet, and you can begin to experience freedom. You don't have to wait like Mary had to wait and generations before her had to wait. Freedom and healing and wholeness and life is available right here and right now. And because of that truth, we can have not only hope, but we can have joy. We don't need another trinket or gadget or toy, or game, or whatever else that you might be hoping for this year. What you need, what you long for, what I need, what I long for, it's redemption. It's hope. It's rest. It's healing. Release. Freedom. Victory. And not just for we who are gathered here in these four walls, but for the whole world. In fact, it would be a shame if only we who are gathered in here in the warmth and security of this place receive those gifts. God speaks to us, inspires us, and sends us out to sing songs of redemption, of hope, of joy at Christmas. Because Mary's song is a song for children in Syria. It's a song for families picking through the wreckage of their homes and their churches this morning. Mary's song is a song for the poor who sleep on the streets of our cities every day, for families broken and torn apart. It's a song for parents of children whose lives have been lost too soon. It's a song for the suffering and those who are living in fear, for the meek, for those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for the merciful. It's a song for the pure in heart, for the peacemakers and for the persecuted. Mary's song is our song, but especially a song for those who've been beaten and broken by life. The song we need to hear this Christmas is Mary's song. It's a reminder that the Christmas we sing about is not just a silent night or a sweet baby being born in a manger, or a song about bigger sales, or even Rudolph or Santa Claus or presents beneath the tree. Mary's song is a reminder that Christ has come to turn the world right side up by turning our lives upside down. Mary's song is a reminder that God has come to break the power of sin, of bondage, of oppression, of hunger, of poverty, that the whole world might be free. And the joy of Christmas is found in knowing that we're invited to sing along. My hope and my prayer this morning is that you would sing Mary's song for the first time. That you would be overwhelmed by what God is doing and has done for you. And that if you've already sung it the first time, that you would join in the choir again to sing a song of hope for a weary and broken world. That's my hope for you. And that is where the joy of Christmas can be found. Would you pray with me this morning? Almighty God, we come before you admitting that we have sung other songs and that we have looked other places for our healing and for our hope. And so we pray, God, this morning that you would stir inside of us a new desire to join in with you in the work of redemption, of hope, and of life. God, move us today to move with you where you are and where you are going. Help us, God, to do more than enjoy this season. Help us to be those who put our hands to the work of life and ministry in your kingdom. Jesus, our hearts, our souls, they magnify you for what you have done and for what you are doing. We thank you and we praise you. It's in Christ's name that we pray this morning. Amen.